Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Would $1 million change your life? Probably. It would most likely change a number of things in your life, and not necessarily for the good. But the grace of God is a treasure of infinitely more value. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you'll ever make. Make a solid decision to trust in and act on the Word of God. Don't hesitate. Take the risk to accept Him and allow Him to change you for the good. So, are you ready for change in your life? Choose to have a relationship with God and accept His love and grace. It will be the best decision you ever make, and it will change your life like nothing else does. Follow Evangelist Paul Acqua in today's message titled, Don't Hesitate to Receive God's Grace, as he dives into an exciting study of putting faith in what God has already accomplished by grace through Christ.
Through faith, we accept God's free gift of salvation that was provided by grace. Grace is God's undeserved, unmerited favor towards us, as expressed in providing redemption through Christ Jesus. God's grace provides much more than just forgiveness of sins. It includes healing, prosperity, and deliverance in every area of our lives. The grace of God is available to everyone to cleanse us from our sins and to give us all that we need to be useful instruments in His kingdom. But many have rejected it. It's so sad. God's grace is the same towards everyone. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." You see, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, all men, all mankind, all humanity have had salvation provided for them. And is extended towards them by God's grace, but not all are saved. You may ask me why? Because not all people have mixed faith with what God has done for them. And everything God has done is by grace. So if you don't mix that with faith, then you will reject this grace, which is unmerited favor. Not all people have responded to God's grace through faith. It's a wonderful thing to be sensitive to Almighty God when it comes to receiving His gift of salvation, or when it comes to serving Him, so that when He speaks to us, we hear His voice and we respond accordingly. We don't delay, but take immediate action. It's in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. He says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And this is all talking about God's grace, that it doesn't matter how sinful you are, God can cleanse you. It is just by His grace. So two questions for you. Have you received the gift of salvation? And if you have been saved, are you walking in the good works that God prepared for you? We are so privileged to receive God's gift of salvation and to serve Him, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, and not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in abundance for us to do. I know many Christians know this scripture recorded in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10. So the basis of our salvation is grace, and the means by which God saves us is through faith. So we are saved by grace through faith. Too often, we miss out on opportunities in this life because we are too busy doing other things. It's very easy when the call of God comes upon our lives to think of a lot of reasons why we will not respond to it at that moment. Things that we need to do first, so we don't actually respond to that. This is grace of God given to us freely. So there is a moment in our lives when God speaks, And you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 1 to 2 says it this way. We then as workers together with God also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do you understand the passage that I just read to you in this scripture? Don't receive God's grace in vain. God's grace is in vain if people refuse to accept at the right time or the day of their salvation. You cannot just come to the Lord whenever you get ready. That's not right. There is an acceptable time of salvation, and people need to respond when the Spirit of God deals with them. When the Spirit of God speaks to you, respond immediately. They cannot count on a more convenient time. Don't be like Felix in the Bible, in the book of Acts, who became afraid when he heard Paul speak about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. And he said to Paul, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." That's not right, my friend. There is a time when God speaks, a time when his voice is being heard. It's at that moment that you need to respond. When God, by the Holy Spirit, speaks to our hearts, that's the moment we respond. Not tomorrow, not tonight, but now. Accept God's grace, my friend. There are many people who genuinely would like to know the truth about salvation, but there are others who don't want to know the truth. On many occasions, I have met people when I said to them, "Do you want to know the truth about salvation? Do you want to know the truth about heaven and hell, about God's love?" And they say they are not interested in God. They are not interested in church. Others say they don't need God. One young man said, "I would like to know the truth, but I'm not interested in church. And right now, I don't need God in my life." My friend, that's deadly. That was his honest opinion based on what he had heard. And that was his honest opinion based on what he had seen. Because his parents didn't go to church. He didn't go to church. Nobody is interested in church in that particular area, it seems. Receive God's grace today, my friend. God's grace has already provided all spiritual blessings in Christ, and our faith reaches out to God and receives the benefits. Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." So we gain access by faith into God's grace. Today, don't harden your heart while you hear his voice. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not the day. Yesterday wasn't the day, but today. Not taking advantage today can be a dangerous thing to do, because mixed opportunities have robbed many people of their dreams. They have robbed students of educational achievement and career opportunities. They have kept more people from coming to Christ and serving him. Let me remind you that tomorrow will rob you of opportunities to serve Almighty God. And I pray that you will receive God's grace right now, which has been provided through Christ Jesus. The Bible says in John 1:11-12 that he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And I pray that you will be part of the as many that received him. Receive God's grace right now. Respond today. So let's all be ready to receive God's grace of salvation and the grace to serve him. Where the gospel is preached or the written words of truth circulate, Jesus is passing by, and this is the opportunity. It is not enough to come to Christ for salvation, but when you are saved, we must continue to follow him, that we may honor him, serve him, receive instruction from him. And that's my message to you today. Those who have been saved, see the mercies and goodness of Christ, to run after him. That's the reasonable thing to do. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Christians in Rome, said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And that's the reasonable service we should all be doing. Don't just receive Christ and just be a standstill Christian. You need to serve him. You need to glorify him. You need to impact your community and society and your nations and the world at large. Once we receive God's gift of salvation, we become ambassadors for Christ, representing God on this earth. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We partner with God in labor, the Holy Spirit assisting and helping as we work together with God. The Bible says the early apostles went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming his word. The Bible says he confirmed his word through the accompanying signs. And it's the same today. Many of us continue to see the demonstrations of God's mighty power at work in our meetings. If we don't partner with God, then we have received God's grace in vain. That means the grace of God has not yielded the desired outcome and is without effect in our lives. That's what the Bible says, that we are the salt and light of this world, and that we should let our light shine so glory will be to the name of God. And I hope you will do so today. And for those of you who don't know Christ, listen to this. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. That's recorded in John chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. So there is consequences if you don't receive Christ. God is merciful, but he is also a just God, and he has provided grace freely to us. We need to respond accordingly. We need to respond immediately. We need to respond now for his gift of salvation, and not just that, and then serve him. We bring glory to his holy name. That's what he is about. And I pray that by God's grace, we shall be recipients of the supernatural blessings of the Almighty God in all areas of our lives, and we should bring glory to his holy name. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. Grace is available to you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.